Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. This week I'm looking at three movies from North and Northeast Africa. A horror movie from Tunisia, a documentary from Egypt, and a drama from Ethiopia. We've got Inner City Weightlifters, A Forest Full of Witches, and two childhood friends who can't wait but don't know which way to turn. Dakra, directed by Abdelhamid Bouchnak. Yasmine, played by Yasmine Demassi, is a university student in Tunis at a journalism school. She was raised by her kindly grandfather that her mother left him in charge of when she was still a child. At school, she hangs out with two friends, the very serious Bilal, played by Bilal Slatnia, and the rude, crude, and funny Walid, played by Aziz Jabali, who is always on the lookout for a sexual innuendo. The three of them team up to complete a assignment due very soon, a report on a unique story, one that's never been covered in the mainstream media. Bilal is the cameraman, Walid the sound guy, and Yasmin, who's both beautiful and likes to take charge, is the reporter. The story they're chasing? Well, a woman in a mental hospital named Monja, who is rumored to be a witch. She's attacked medics in the past and is said to perform supernatural acts, and she's been locked away in the mental hospital ever since they found her. Medics found her deep in the woods in a village with her throat cut, but still alive. So after some bribes and subterfuge, the three of them manage to arrange an interview with her so they can find this mysterious village where all the events were said to have taken place. But are these cub reporters biting off more than they can chew? Dakra is a scary, gory, and sometimes disgusting horror movie from Tunisia. It's beautifully shot in color, but so spare it almost seems like it's black and white at times. It uses little or no special effects. The horror is in the creepy characters and situations. These include an always laughing little girl, an overly solicitous middle-aged man, and a village where everyone seems to be a woman, where they don't seem to speak French or Arabic, and they only eat, well, meat. Certain parts were predictable. It's a variation on the classic Cabin in the Woods type movie, but it also has enough twists and surprises, both supernatural and earthly, to keep you staring at or else cringing away from the screen. Dakra is a great classic horror movie in a brand new setting. Lift Like a Girl, directed by Maya Zayed. Zabiba seems like an average 14-year-old girl with glasses and ponytail in Alexandria, Egypt. So what's so special about her? She's a competitive weightlifter training for international competitions. And her coach is the famous Captain Ramadan, who brought his own daughter international glory a generation earlier. He's an exuberant man, oozing enthusiasm with every breath. He's also a one-man cheerleader, ready to break into chants, songs, and dances for his best lifters. And right now, Zabiba is his prize. She specializes in a three-part lift. Sorry, I'm not an expert in weightlifting, but let me describe it as first bringing up the barbell from a squat, then raising it to her upper chest, and finally turning her hands around to lift it over her head. Her daily practice takes place in a dusty field surrounded by a fence on a street corner in an industrial section of Alexandria. As a competitor, she's equally concerned with how many kilos she lifts as she is about how many she weighs. This determines whom you're competing against. So she has to follow a strict diet, complete with fasting, in order to win. But as she grows older and her medals add up, something unexpected happens, totally changing the dynamics of her life. Can Zabiba continue as a champion weightlifter, or is the magic gone. Lift Like a Girl is a verite-style documentary about a young girl training in a traditionally masculine sport. It follows Abiba over 4 years of her life as she matures. Coach Ramadan is an unforgettable character, a man who rejects religious piety, external pressures, and traditional gender stereotypes. If a man can belly dance, why can't a woman lift weights? He asks. Zabiba, on the other hand, rarely speaks, which is unusual in a movie that's about her. She's followed as an athlete, but we don't see her much of her home life or innermost thoughts, only what the camera can catch on her face. Lift Like a Girl is an informative and occasionally interesting examination of a previously unexplored sport. While it definitely has its moving moments, this documentary is best suited for those who find competitive weightlifting a fascinating spectator sport. Running Against the Wind, co-written and directed by Jan Philip Whale. Abdi and Solomon are two young boys who live in the desert-like Ganda Abdi area of Ethiopia. They don't go to school, instead spending their time playing or herding goats. But one day, a surprise visitor sends both their lives on a new course. Abdi discovers he loves running and can do it faster than anyone else he's met. Solomon discovers what a camera is and decides to devote his life to taking photos. Within a few years, Abdi is in training with a coach in Addis, the capital, while Solomon has completely disappeared. Well, actually, he hasn't disappeared. He isn't dead. Rather, he's taken up a new life in the capital. His photo dreams quickly fade as he falls in with a crowd of homeless kids who make their living begging, stealing, or doing hard labor. Years pass by, and Abdi, played by Eshanafi Nigusu, is now a celebrity runner appearing on billboards with more prize money than he knows what to do with. Solomon, nicknamed Photo, played by Mikias Wolde, is now living with a girl he met as a child in the gang, and they have a beautiful 2-year-old daughter. But they still live hand-to-mouth in a shanty town shack. Worse, his friends get him involved in organized crime, leaving him under the sway of a genuine villain. Is Solomon permanently stuck in a life of poverty, or can he fulfill his dream of becoming a photographer? Will Abdi adjust to big city life, forgetting his roots in the countryside? And will the two best friends ever be reunited in Addis Ababa? Running Against the Wind is an engaging Dickensian story about friendship and brotherhood. While it has a somewhat boilerplate storyline, there is so much stuff happening in this movie, it can't help but be interesting. There are dozens of memorable characters, from Solomon's ne'er-do-well friend Kilfum, who keeps getting them into trouble, to Solomon's loving partner Genet, Abdi's hard-ass coach with a heart of gold, Paul, an Amharic-speaking European-Ethiopian photographer, and an evil, bulging-eyed gangster kingpin who veritably oozes cruelty from every pore. Running Against the Wind is the first Ethiopian movie I've ever seen, and I can't wait to watch more. Check this one out. Lift Like a Girl and Running Against the Wind may be playing in cinemas in your area. Check your local listings, or you can find it on VOD. Dhakra is opening theatrically in the U.S., but you can look for it here online. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.